It's finished Finharps 0, Dundalk 3. So the league leaders in the Premier Division have won again, and they've stretched their lead at the top of the table out to 5 points after Shamrock Rovers were held to a 2-2 draw by Derry City. For Harps, their troubles continue, and they played well tonight, but they were no match for Dundalk, as Dundalk eased to another 3 points. The all-important goals came in the period just before half-time. Michael Duffy heading the visitors in front on 31 minutes, and then John Mountney, who created the opening goal for Duffy, he scored the second just before half-time. Again, a header in past Mark Anthony McGinley in the Finn Harps goal. So Dundalk were 2 to the good at half-time, and it was an uphill battle for Harps in the second half, and McGinley was happy to see an early effort from Flores drift wide of the post as Dundalk threatened a third just after the restart. McGinley was in tonight for his league debut for Finn Harps, and the former Donegal County goalkeeper played well on a night when Harps battled and had their moments as well, although those good chances came their way when Dundalk were more or less done and dusted. Brian Gartland headed in the third on 61 minutes. After that, Harps had chances through Mikey Place, who really should have done better after being set up in front of goal by Mark Russell. Mark Coyle also had an effort well saved by the goalkeeper Gary Rogers after Coyle had worked a brilliant opening inside the half with Raf Katero. And then towards the finish, another opportunity for Harps. This time it was Daniel O'Reilly with a dipping effort from outside the box, which drew a fantastic fingertip save from Gary Rogers. So Harps remain firmly bottom of the table alongside UCD on 10 points, although the Students have the better goal average. And for Dundalk, well, they charge on towards another league title. They looked really, really impressive tonight, and they were full value for their 3 points. At Finn Park, it's finished. Finn Harps 0, Dundalk 3.